Bicycle shops around the country have pulled a style of U-lock off their shelves as word spread that they have a weakness, the Bic ballpoint pen. Many locks with a cylindrical key are at risk. The Kryptonite bicycle lock is one popular brand. Benjamin Running is a graphic designer in New York City. He helped bring the lock's vulnerabilities to national attention with a demonstration video on his website. He says 250,000 people have logged on to learn how to pick these locks.
The first time I did it, it took a while. You know, you sort of have to get your technique down. The first time, maybe it took a few minutes, but after maybe 5 or 10 times, I had it down to 5 seconds, literally the time that it takes to open the lock with a key.
Well, I happen to have a pen in my hand, and what do I do? How do I do this? I have a pen and a lock here.
Yeah. Now, the pen gets inserted into the lock. And at that point in time, it's basically just a matter of jamming it in there good, jiggling it around a little bit until you get some traction, and then twisting it.
Well, it's not popping open, but I definitely have some movement in there.
You have some traction.
I have some traction.
Yeah.
If I, like you, could do this 5 or 10 times, it's clear that I would get this kryptonite open, and lo and behold, it doesn't take Superman to break it.
Exactly. So, you know, would-be bike thieves with a little bit of time on their hands who can practice this, you know, can obviously pop these locks open very quickly.
What's the word on the street? I mean, bicyclists, as they talk to each other, what are they saying about this?
And this is, the word is spreading fast, which is a good thing, because if you walk down any street in New York City, you're going to see a dozen, you're going to see 20 bikes locked up on some blocks, and, you know, 90% of these bikes have kryptonite locks on them. And at first, you know, on Monday and Tuesday, it was just the bike-specific news groups and websites which had these stories on them, but now that we see it spreading to the New York Times, the Daily News, I think people are realizing this is a severe problem which affects them.
Well, before this happened, you were using your bike on a daily basis. I mean, what
Absolutely.
Are you going to do now? How are you going to secure it when you venture out of the house or the apartment?
Well, I've purchased a flat lock, which uses, or sorry, a U-lock, which uses a flat key. And I'm also going to purchase a new padlock, which I'm going to use on my existing kryptonite chain. And several brands have been recommended on various internet news groups. So we're going to look for something a little more secure.
All right, Benjamin. Thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thanks very much, Michelle.
Benjamin Running is a graphic designer in New York City, an avid cyclist, and a man in search of a new lock. Although my effort to open the lock with a Bic pen was unsuccessful, one of our producers, Ben Gilbert, popped open a colleague's U-lock in a matter of minutes. The owner of that lock plans to take kryptonite up on its offer for an upgrade. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.